The appeals panel has spoken. The suspensions are gone. So what will Bobby Pierce do? We'll talk about it today. Plus what's ahead this weekend and around dirt racing. Let's go. It's Friday, March 29th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. A big thank you off the top to everyone who grabbed a new Dirt Tracker shirt in the last day or so. The support is very much appreciated, and I hope you guys enjoy them. I really try to provide high-quality items for purchase because I know everyone works super hard for their money. If you want to check them out, head over to shop.dirttracker.com. Shirts and stickers are available now, and new hats are coming in the next few weeks. I am going to try and throttle back a bit from working this weekend. It's been a really busy last few weeks. So if you order over the next couple of days, I will get everything packed and shipped on Monday. Also, in that same vein, we are changing the schedule up a bit. Obviously, we don't normally do daily shows on Fridays, but I'm trading you Sunday for Friday this week. So no daily on Sunday. We'll be back with a fresh one on Monday. Stay tuned, though, as I do have another video with sprint car driver Zach Hampton coming. We finished out the sprint car build series on Thursday, but I have a very in-depth shop and hauler tour that will premiere on Sunday. So still new content coming your way, even though we're not going to have a daily show on Sunday. Jumping back into the tire doping situation with World Racing Group, we know that the suspensions for all three drivers, Bobby Pierce, Devin Moran, Kyle Bronson, have been effectively lifted as long as they pay their fines and purse money back from the Volusia events. We talked all about it on the Thursday Daily Show. If you want a full explanation, jump back and watch that. Obviously, Devin Moran, he's going to remain on tour with Lucas, and at the moment, Kyle Bronson's plans are still pretty much unknown. He was originally going to run full-time with the Outlaws all season, but removed all Outlaw shows from his schedule following the penalty and hasn't really added much back. He added Eldora back, the big shows there, a couple other things, but for the most part, it's still pretty much blank. I think the big question, though, especially now that we know they can race again and not miss any shows, is what will Bobby Pierce do? Before the penalty, he left Volusia with the Outlaw points lead and was in a strong position to try and defend his series title from 2023. The big penalty and suspension took away any chance of him repeating that title, but the appeal decision has changed his standing now. The amended ruling from the appeals panel voided out the 150 points taken away in addition to the 144 that was taken away from the race win, and Pierce was actually outside the top 20 in the Outlaw standings, 23rd to be specific. But now he's back up to 16th in the standings now that they've given him those 150 penalty points back, and he's in a much more realistic position to climb back into the championship hunt. His loss of that 144 points from the race sees him trail Brandon Sheppard now by 138. I said on Thursday I had reached out to Pierce to see what his plans were, and yesterday afternoon we traded text messages about his plans and the situation. He called the appeal ruling bittersweet and a small victory, but said his goal is to work with World Racing Group going forward to try and make the process better. Pierce told me he's seen some of the comments saying the new penalties are just a slap on the wrist, but he doesn't view it that way, and I kind of agree with him. $9,400 out of his bank account and a big championship hole to dig out of don't seem to be just a slap on the wrist. Pierce said they are still doing research on what happened and that Devin Moran is doing something similar. He also told me he spent 15 hours working on his appeal speech that was over in 10 minutes. As for what he'll do going forward about his racing schedule, that was actually my first question when I first texted him. And my text to him said, quote, so ... back on tour. And he replied, quote, yes, sir. So when the World of Outlaws Late Model Series returns to action at Farmer City in a few weeks for the Illini 100, expect Bobby Pierce to be in attendance to start working his way back towards the front as a full-time Outlaw driver. If you want to see Pierce this weekend, he's headed for the Nippy 50 at Maquoketa Speedway in Iowa. That race is also expected to draw guys like Ricky Thornton Jr., Brandon Sheppard, Shannon Babb, Tyler Erb, Jason Fager, Brian Shirley, and many more. Friday is $5,000 win, Saturday is $20,000 win. If you can't get there, you can watch it live on Flow Racing. Looking elsewhere in dirt racing this weekend, might I suggest to you the Spring Nationals. They'll be at I-75 on Friday for $10,000 to win and Tazewell on Saturday for $21,000 to win. We already talked about Hudson O'Neill's plans to be at these races. He's going to again be in the Kevin Remley machine with a 71 on the door. And plenty of other firepower is expected. I've seen Chris Ferguson, Scott Blomquist, Garrett Smith, Jensen Ford, Brandon Overton, Dale McDowell, Jimmy Owens, just some of the names headed to those races. So obviously with no national tour racing happening this week, and you got guys kind of going in multiple different directions. With just a single race complete so far for the Spring Nationals, Ethan Dotson is the championship leader right now. Still something like 12 races left, though, so it's anyone's game. Both of these nights will be live on Flow as well. And speaking of other options of places for guys to go, some of the top guys are headed for Clarksville as well this weekend for a pair of 10,000 win shows. This is the makeup for the Tuckasee Toilet Bowl Classic. Dennis Earp Jr., Josh Rice, Tanner English, Max Blair, Ricky Weiss, just a few of the guys expected to race at Clarksville. Elsewhere, the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars will be at Thunderbird Speedway in Oklahoma tonight and 81 Speedway in Kansas on Saturday. Eight different winners through eight nights so far, and a tie atop the Outlaw standings between Gio Selzy and David Gravel. The Outlaws have never been to Thunderbird Speedway before, while 81 has hosted the series 14 times before. Rico Abreu, the most recent winner at 81, that was from April of 2023. Should be a strong field at both races. That includes Brian Brown. He hasn't raced since Volusia at Dirt Car Nationals. Will we see a ninth different winner in nine races? Will the championship battle stay tight? Can a guy like Bill Balog extend his top 10 streak? That's at four races right now. Plenty of storylines to watch this weekend with the Outlaws. You can watch it all live over on Dirt Vision. In Central Pennsylvania, another full sprint car weekend is coming up. We know some invaders will be around as well. Corey Eliason, who won last Sunday at BAPS, is sticking around the area to run the Grove and Port Royal this weekend. Remember, he's got new crew chief Jim Shuttlesworth with that Ridge & Sons 8 car. And CJB shared that Spencer Basin and the 5 car will be there for the same schedule, Williams Grove and Port Royal as well. So a couple of guys coming in to challenge the PA locals. Out in California, the 360 Sprint Car Challenge Tour season gets started on Saturday at Placerville. They got a 3,000 to win show. Justin Cox is the defending series champion with Andy Forsberg, Ryan Robinson, and Kyle Hurst, the others to win an SEC title. Traveling series will race 17 times in 2024. And at Attica in Ohio, they're going to try again this week to get their year started after the first two attempts were rained out. Four words for you there, 3-inch wicker bills. And we talked earlier this week about the Super Dirt Car Series full-timers list. So you can jump back to earlier in the week to see that. They've got 19, if I remember correctly. Don't forget, they open on Saturday at New Egypt. That one is $7,500 to win. And finally, this weekend, the Power Eye Midgets get rolling with the Turnpike Challenge. Last night at Creek County, leader Ryan Timms tangled with a slowing lap car with just two laps left. And Blake Hahn capitalized to score the victory over Cannon McIntosh and Jake Newman. Action for the Turnpike Challenge and the Power Eye Midgets continues Friday and Saturday at Shane Stewart's Port City Raceway. All right, that's it for the Daily Show this week. Drop me a comment. Let me know what your dirt racing plans are for the next few days. Remember, again, no Daily Show on Sunday, but check out the Zach Hampton Shop Tour video. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh Daily Show. So hope you guys have a great Friday and a great weekend out there. We'll see you right back here on Monday.